Good morning, St. Paul. I welcome you into the Sunday Snippet for August 17th. I hope that this past week has blessed you and that you have found ways to stay cool as the weather continues to warm up again. I invite you now to take a deep breath, to make yourself comfortable, and to enter into the space of prayer as we begin worship today. We gather in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. O God, judge eternal, your love, justice, and hate, oppression, and you call us to share your zeal for truth. Give us courage to take our stand with all victims of bloodshed and greed, and following your servants and prophets, to look to the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Our scripture reading today comes from Jeremiah, the 23rd chapter, beginning with the 23rd verse. Am I a God nearby, says the Lord, and not a God far off? Who can hide in secret places so that I cannot see them, says the Lord? Do I not fill heaven and earth, says the Lord? I have heard what prophets have said who prophesy lies in my name, saying, I have dreamed, I have dreamed. How long will the hearts of the prophets ever turn back? Those who prophesy lies and who prophesy this deceit of their own heart. They plan to make my people forget my name by their dreams that they tell one another, just as their ancestors forgot my name for Baal. Let the prophet who has a dream tell the dream, but let the one who has my word speak my word faithfully. What has straw in common with wheat, says the Lord? Is not my word like fire and like a hammer that breaks a rock in pieces? So I want to start today asking you if you've experienced deja vu ever, a moment in time when you have this undeniable feeling that you've already experienced what you're currently experiencing. It's common enough that two-thirds of people have experienced this phenomenon, but scientists are still not able to fully understand what causes this sensation. Some suggest that it's linked to our brain processing memories in two different ways at the exact same time. Some say that our brains process the current situation through an immediate experience and once through a memory pathway. And when this happens, our brain does not know whether to receive the surroundings as something new or as a recollection of memories. So it creates this uneasy, unstoppable feeling of déjà vu. Another common occurrence is when one feels as if they are presently living a situation that they have previously dreamed about. In these cases, the déjà vu feels even more surreal because the brain is glitching between the currently awake sensation and the sleep functions. Now, when this happens, no one else around you typically has the same experience in the exact same moment, but because most of us have experienced this unexplained, unnerving feeling ourselves, we sympathize and believe and acknowledge what the other person must be feeling. But with no real way to zap ourselves into their mind to be able to comprehend and feel what they are perceiving, we just take their word for it. And God is struggling with that in our reading today. False prophets are going around in the name of God stating that they've had visions and dreams, and with no real way to experience what they claim, but still believing in the power of God, individuals listen to those false prophets and choose to follow them. But these false prophets lead them away from the godly lives that they are living, and this practice creates divisions and conflicts that God is trying to warn us about. Now, conflict between people is not a new concept. For as long as people have been around, there's always been conflict. But I think it's important to distinguish that even if there's conflict, it doesn't mean that something's wrong. More times than not, conflict just means that something matters. For Jeremiah, in our text today, he's calling attention to the true prophets, like himself, who are ignored and outshone by the false prophets who lead people away from that true voice of God. Similarly, in our world today, there are many voices that drown out, distract, or distance ourselves from God. We all know that God tells us to love our neighbors, but we hear other voices in our everyday lives that tell us neighbors are unworthy or unwelcome. And no matter how many times God tells us to take a Sabbath and to rest, our economy and market is not designed to give people the rest that they need. God tells us to bring our gifts forward, but voices around us tell us if you don't fit into this typical mold, you don't belong. God encourages us to welcome all with open arms, but there are voices today that tell us we need to protect ourselves and be cautious about who we let in. Sometimes it feels as if God's guiding and comforting voice is nothing more than a quiet whisper in a world where all the other voices are yelling at us. But God assures us that God remains in our lives, always near us, filling the heavens and the earth. God goes into the places where we choose to hide to be with us. God continues to speak to us, even if just in those quiet little whispers, to bring us back towards a more holy life. To help us be able to better hone in on God's voice and to recognize the differences between false prophets and God's voice today, Jeremiah uses the image of straw and wheat to help us understand the difference. Now, I can guarantee I could sit down with anyone in this congregation and you all could go into immense detail about what the differences and similarities in straw and wheat are, more than I could even begin to imagine. You all are the experts in that, so I'm not even going to act like I know what the differences are or fully understand that. But what I will venture to think I know is that of those two products, straw and wheat, I would say wheat is what sustains humans more than straw. While straw has many functional purposes for our lives, like creating bedding for our livestock, or stuffing scarecrows to keep predators away from crops, or even decorating and keeping our houses clean with mats, wheat plays a stronger role in actually sustaining humanity. Wheat helps to not only feed humans, but to feed our livestock and animals. And it also serves a wide variety of purposes in cooking and baking, doing things like thickening and binding, and sometimes even sweetening. Wheat is one of the first ingredients that goes into making bread, a food that is versatile not only for feeding our bodies, but for satisfying our souls. Through communion, when we eat this bread of life, we are reunited with Christ and satisfied by God. And even with this union and satisfaction from God, we may struggle still to find the distinction between God's prophetic voice and the false prophets. So then God goes on to use the image of fire to show us the strength and intensity of God's own word. When I first think of fire, two different images come to mind for me. I first picture a cool fall evening where friends gather around a bonfire making s'mores and sharing ghost stories. Or I picture a cold winter night when a family snuggles in together by a fire to watch a movie. But then I also think about the flip side of fire and the devastation that can come from it. I remember the stories of those who were impacted by the fires in LA and the devastation that was captured after the wildfires in Hawaii a few years ago. God's fire can be both that comforting, warming image for the followers and the hearts of the believers, but it can also be a fire that is far more destructive. God has the power to burn a fire that rids the world of those distracting voices, burning away the straw. But in order to do that, even the wheat would turn to ash. And while more luscious and fruitful growth can occur after a fire, God is not one who would allow for that destruction to have that potential new regrowth. Instead, God remains with us in these times, whispering commands and nurturing us to grow into that abundant, new, fruitful life that he promises us. With all the conflicting voices that we hear in the world, God is still in, amongst, and against all that conflict. God provides a way through, teaching us the way towards peace and regrowth and unity and towards love for all people. Our God is bigger than we may ever know, but remains with us even in our smallest moments. God is whispering to me, to you, to everyone, guiding us all into this faithful life filled with love. Join me in prayer. Let us pray for the church, creation, and the whole people of God, for God is near. Almighty God, we thank you for your guiding and teaching voice in our lives. We ask that you make your presence known to us as we work through hearing your voice in all other voices in our lives. We ask that you continue to guide us in grace and love as we learn to step out of our hiding places and bring your voice forward in our world. We invite your spirit into the places affected by wildfires, that newer, fuller growth may follow the devastation faced. May you bless our crops, the wheat that continues to nourish our bodies and souls, while straw may continue to benefit its own purposes and needs. Thank you for choosing and loving us through all of our struggles. We pray for all of this in your holy name. Amen. Now may the love of God abound in you, the grace of our Savior, Jesus Christ, fill your hearts, and the life of the Spirit bless and give you peace. Amen. Go in peace and live by the Spirit.